Hey, Mama.
Hey, love.
How you doing?
I'm all right. What's going on with you?
Okay, if you were selling hot dogs at a stadium, what would be your hot dog call to sell the hot dogs?
Ooh, okay.
Give me your best one. Like, you selling them right now during the game.
Okay, I got my hot dogs. Okay. Yo! Got these French hot dogs. These Franks, come and get them. Get them while they're hot. Hot French hot dogs.
Okay.
That's what I would do.
I would get hot dogs.
How would yours do? How would you say yours?
Winners! Get your fresh winners! I got winners for sale! Get your fresh winners!
Oh, that was good.
I would have to practice yelling. I don't yell much.
Maybe
the cough drop.
Yeah, that's how I would sell my Franks.
Franks. I think wieners would be just funny. People would be like, what? Hot dogs! Get your wiener dog! And I'm like, huh, wiener.
I'm Angela Lamar.
I'm Roger the daughter. And this is Talking Brown Sugar.
Very superstitious. Writings on the wall. Very superstitious. Ladder's about to fall.
13-month-old baby
broke the looking glass. 7 years of bad luck.
The good things in your past. When you believe in things that you don't understand, then you suffer. Superstition ain't the way. Welcome back to another episode of Talking Brown Sugar. Just want to send a quick shout out to everyone who helped us out in the last episode. We had KG, Rio, Terry, and Jasmine. Thank you all for sending in voice notes talking about the Super Bowl. And we're going to move into the Sugar Bowl. Some random thoughts that we had and a little bit of news. Some related to Black History. Some related to the Super Bowl. Because, you know, it's been a little minute since our last episode. But we want to catch you up on our thoughts. You know, close out Black History Month. Happy Black History Month, y'all.
Happy Black History Month.
Yeah, we're in the Sugar Cubes and doing a little review. So, I watched clips from the Super Bowl.
I watched the ones from Nickelodeon.
You watched the Nickelodeon stream. That's the one I should have watched.
I think you would have enjoyed it.
Yeah, it was very cute. Taylor Swift had 54 seconds of airtime on the CBS 4-hour Super Bowl 58 broadcast. This is, you know, cooled down since then, but there's still some beefs going online talking about the Taylor Swift coverage and just Taylor Swift in general. But yeah, she was only up there for, you know, 54 seconds, so not even a whole minute. And people were just pissed and tired of seeing her. But you know who I think stole the show?
Beyonce.
She looked good in that blonde.
She did. She looked very good. I give her that. That at first I was like, what? I was like, I really like that girl. You're doing your thing.
How did you feel about the commercials?
Those commercials, they weren't good to me. Mm. They didn't keep my attention span.
Yeah, I didn't see too many. The ones I did look at, I like to look them up after the fact. Yeah. Just for like marketing perspective. And it looks like a lot of companies did not make a commercial. The ones that we thought.
Yeah.
You know, we now know how to say Temu is not Timu.
Now,
I don't know how y'all were saying it.
Now, they was really saying, I was messing it up. I'm not going to lie. But when I saw them on there three times, I was like, what?
Temu got your money.
Temu got the three. I was speechless.
How many people waiting on Temu packages right now?
I want to be one.
No, I'm being good. I haven't shopped yet.
I see a lot of things on there. I give them that. They have.
Do you have a cart full of stuff, or are you just peeping?
I'm just peeping.
Okay.
I haven't got there yet. I did calm down from the Wish. Remember, I was doing the Wish.
You were very boldly shopping on Wish, and I don't know. Would you say you came out getting what you expected, or?
The only thing I had a problem was when I ordered that dress, and they said it was one size, and I'm like, y'all kidding? Y'all got
that was this, for a baby doll.
That was for the Asian people. Excuse me, that was for their
critique. Their sizing charts.
Was off, yeah, even though I went by it, said for USA and for whatever.
It's different when you look at USA, Europe, and like I said, this different Asian markets. They do the size difference is crazy.
Just, totally different.
Even in America,
the size difference. The picture and the dress still look the same. Mm. It was just a size. Everything else I have ordered, fine.
Yeah, the numbers, you got to know your measurements.
I never got anything on there that, like, what is this? Everything I ordered was exactly what it was.
This is not an endorsement of Wish. So
this is not.
Shop at your own discretion for yes, Wish, you're Temu, on your own. Whoever. But if we were, you know where that would be? In our sweet deets, so. You know, a little plug for if you would like to promote your business, email us at talkingbrown.sugar@gmail.com to promote your business or service. Another thing that I did want to talk about briefly was when Kelsey pushed Andy Reid. When he pushed him. Man, I just thought it was wild that he did that and caught it on camera. I know it's like,
you millions know, of people saw this.
Sports is, you know, an emotional sport. But any sport you're playing is emotional. But when you get into it, and I was just like, oh, so what was the penalty for that? So got to look into that. But
yeah,
if I was Andy Reid, I would have failed. I would have rolled onto the field, and I would just kept rolling. Because that old man took that push. Like, he pushed him with his gear on.
I mean, what we don't see behind he was upset, the scenes, but we didn't need to see that.
I would have failed, and I would have rolled, and I would just lay there. I would have just rolled and laid there.
And I would have sent him to the locker room.
I would have wheezed into my headset.
Oh, you really want to be mad? Okay.
I would have been wheezing into my mic. I didn't know it was on. I would have been like,
and to me personally, y'all were lucky. That overtime helped.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
That's how I feel about it.
Yeah. It would have been nice to see, you know, somebody else get it. Yeah. Usher halftime show was definitely overshadowed by so many different things. The outfits, the wardrobe choices that were made by different people. Alicia Keys' singing abilities. You know, how they were booed up on the stage. It was a lot of things. Did you enjoy the halftime show?
It was okay.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't see nothing really bad, but it was for the time he had. He did a lot of stuff. I give him.
Yeah,
that
he was. He was definitely put on like a show like the and, same you know, quality of his.
He had just did the Las residency. Vegas from Las Vegas, mm-hmm. And
he had you know
he,
people
he
with
showed
him.
Up. He showed up and showed out.
Luda had you know his hair.
That was good. Lil Jon. That was the best part to me.
Okay,
when he brought those guys out. They did a good job.
Okay. Overall, a decent Super Bowl. It came quick and went quick for me. And then you had All-Star season right after that.
Oh, yeah. And I missed some of that.
Yeah, I didn't catch any of it. It looked like they had fun, though, with the different rules changing.
Yeah, they swooped that on. I was like, wait a minute now, hot sauce.
Yeah, so much was happening. You know, Beyonce released 2 songs. During the Super Bowl, had her own commercial.
I give her credit. She's not playing no games.
Yeah, she had my dude from Arrested Development. That man is so funny. In different roles I've seen him in, but she, I like the 16 Carriages.
Yeah, she's, it's all about making that money.
And I like, you know, Texas Hold'em is a good song too.
Yeah.
They're both viral, but that 16 Carriages, whew. And just for the final story today, we have Henrietta Lacks' descendants reach a settlement over the use of her stolen cells. You know, we've talked about this in history of medicine in America. The family of Henrietta Lacks has reached a settlement with the science and technology company that says used cells without Lacks' consent in the 1950s to develop products it later sold for profit. Lacks was being treated for cervical cancer at Johns Hopkins University in 1951 when doctors removed cells from her tumor without her knowledge or permission. Those cells now are known as HLA, capital H, lowercase e, capital L, lowercase a, cells, had remarkable properties that allowed them to be endlessly reproduced, and they have been since used for a variety of scientific breakthroughs, including research about the human genome and development of polio and COVID-19 vaccines. So something taken from Henrietta Lacks in the 1950s, still used to this day.
This day.
And her family had not seen any money from that. So the Lacks family, her descendants had argued that she and other black women were preyed on by a group of white doctors in the 1950s and that her family was never compensated for the use of her genetic material, which made such a profitable scientific advancements possible. And that scientific place was Thermo Fisher Scientific. It's a Massachusetts-based science and technology firm. Previously asked the judge to dismiss the case, arguing that in part the plaintiff's claims were too old. The claim was too old, but you still benefiting it
to this from day.
Miss Boy,
there's a lot of medical malpractice, a lot of medical studies through all these colleges, institutions. They are still making profits on people of unknown because nobody knows of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. And even with this settlement, the agreement is confidential. And so attorneys for the Thermo Fisher Scientific said in an earlier court filing that only a handful of many of the products that the company sells are HLA related. I think it matters if it was one product. It still benefited people. Yeah.
Off of this lady, I didn't even acknowledge anything.
And they were stolen. If you didn't have consent or permission.
At all. Get out of my face.
But yeah, so I'm glad that her descendants went after that. And they will be going after other companies that used Henrietta Lacks' DNA herself. So if it's endlessly produced, you know, it's an endless amount of technological and scientific advancements, but at to what cost, you know?
Yeah, it's like when people have kids and your newborns, you can ask to have your placenta. Whatever you do, it is your business, but you can ask. Like the biblical court, you can ask.
Ask for it to be destroyed if you aren't going to use it. Yeah. Or donate it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Got to speak up about what you need, what you want, and try to keep a paper trail.
Because they won't tell
it's
you.
It's your best bet.
It's a medical apartheid still going on.
Don't forget to support Talking Brown Sugar by following us, engaging with our content online, sharing this with your family and friends, and you can follow us online.
Facebook.
Yes, at Talking Brown Sugar.
Twitter.
At Talking Brown Sug.
Email.
At talkingbrown.sugar@gmail.com.
YouTube.
Yes, we are also on YouTube, so you can listen and watch there. We're also on Amazon Music. Leave us 5 stars and review us. Share it with a friend.
Thank you. Starting with our main discussion, we're talking about black superstitions. Things have been passed down from generations, from ancestors to ancestry. We're going to have some laughs about it. What you going to say? What you got? What you got?
I heard this one, no hat on the bed. And this one we had to look up because I had not heard this one myself. But like other superstitions with unknown origins, the roots of this belief is that putting a hat on the bed will bring bad luck that has been lost. Some people may have thought that evil spirits lived in the hair, and it could spill out into someone's home through the head.
Mm-hmm. I've heard that too. You done got laid out and put the head on that bed.
A common one I've heard is not to put the pocketbook on the floor.
Oh, man, I put that pocketbook on the floor, you're going to have some money.
What is the superstition? Why?
It was saying you won't have no money.
If you put it on the floor.
Mm-hmm.
Money will leave you. This one you reminded me of. You said don't pick up pennies on the tail. So don't pick up any coin, really, that's on the tail.
That's what I said, but most people say pennies.
Right. And you said if it's a dime or a quarter, you pick it up.
Yeah, I'm picking that up.
If it's shiny.
If it's shiny, I'm like, what? I need that.
Thanks. Another one, don't sweep my feet. Don't sweep my feet.
Don't sweep my feet.
What's that one?
Most times I'm saying, you know, like stumbling, bad luck, you know, don't sweep your feet.
Yeah, and I know sweeping too. Like if you sweep in for purity, you can sweep with salt or different herbs. And it's like if you sweep somebody's feet, you sweep in that dirt, that bad luck that you're trying to get out onto them. And when we were doing research for this, we found a lot of superstitions that weren't included because most of them were trying to explain, I guess, somebody passing in an unnatural way or too soon. So, you know, during the time of like the early 1900s and, you know, during the Jim Crow era, we still knew what was going on, what we were facing. But sometimes some people just up and died and we were like,
ooh,
that's a little creepy. I mean, you know, we facing racism and a lot of other stuff in this country.
Mm-hmm.
And that right there was a death sentence. But a lot of superstitions were trying to explain why something bad happened or, you know, something to cope with. And it was like, they split that pole.
See, they're going bye-bye.
Or don't wear someone's coat.
Now, I don't mean no harm. Nobody, if they had funky on arms, sometimes you don't want nobody else's problems. Like, mm-mm.
And think about, like, that's supposed to be like a girly thing, too. It's like, oh, I'm cold. Give me a coat. But I can see that. You put somebody's coat on, you taking on the weight of their burdens.
Yeah, that makes sense.
I can see it.
Or the bed bugs.
Oh, Lord. if you break a mirror, that is 13 years of bad luck. I know everybody's heard that one.
I didn't play with that one. I will get rid of that mirror.
Don't open the umbrella inside. I remember my older brother running through the house with an umbrella, and you were just done. You were like, and that's not good. You were like, and
with it open, I mean, he was just running like it was raining. I was like, are you serious?
Having a good old time. I didn't know what to think.
I'm
said,
no.
Something go get you.
I'm like, if my grandmother's grandmother told her that, and she done told me that 4 or 5 generations.
We'll put you on
it. Must be some truth to it, because I won't try to figure it out and find out at the same
time.
I'm not trying to find out.
don't step on a crack or break your mama's back.
Who wants to break their mama back?
It's so many jokes I've seen about that one.
And I've watched people like, pull your back. Like, don't you see that crack? You'd be like, I'm just trying to walk.
And we were thinking about that, and it's like, is there one for a dad? What's the dad version of, or, you know, the grandma version of that, whoever was taking, or the grandpa, the,
mm-hmm, or the auntie,
the guardian version of that, the parent version of that. Because they aren't kids. I said there aren't daddy versions of that, or a Papa version of that, because he was a Rolling Stone.
Papa was a Rolling Stone. Wherever he laid his hat was his home.
I've seen this in movies, TV shows, songs. Don't walk under a ladder.
Yeah, we watched some of that.
You heard it in the song we sang.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Eating black eyed peas for good luck on New Year's.
I believe in that. I need all the luck I can get.
Mm-hmm. If your right hand itch, that's a payday. If your left hand itch, you will pay out.
I just say, whatever hand's itching, I'm getting paid.
Okay, we get it to the money.
That's it. Oh, coming and going. Belisa's hitting his hand.
Yeah. To put a garment on the wrong side, keep it on until noon, and then change it. Mom, I remember distinctly you telling me this, and I thought it was the weirdest thing ever, but I followed instructions, because I think it was a shirt, but it was like a collared shirt.
I said, just keep it on.
I had to be rushing getting dressed. You got to be rushing to put a collared shirt on inside out.
I've done it.
And that collar is folding backwards, and I was just like, yeah, this is all right. But I left it on until 12. I didn't touch it until 12. I don't know.
It's like you don't want to test the waters. You're like, just leave it. Just leave it.
Cool.
We're now finding out.
I waited, too. Carry a rabbit's foot for good luck.
I've heard of that, but I never. Somebody gave me a pink one a long time ago. It looked creepy to me. I was like, what happened to the bunny?
I touched the rabbit's foot, and I was, that bothered me. I don't care. I will look at taxidermy, but I don't need to see it on a regular basis.
No. And people sell them.
Wish upon a shooting star.
I heard that before, too.
Good luck, and make a wish. If two people say the same thing at the same time, you knock on wood.
Yeah, I've done that before, but somebody else told me to do it to my. You better knock on wood. I'm like, for what?
Don't cut a baby's hair before his or her first birthday.
I believe in that.
If you do, they say you will have bad hair or bad luck. This is an old wives' tale that may hold a valid reasoning, as some African-American hair naturally changes consistency and texture many times throughout their lifetimes, and methods of haircuts can affect the look and texture. The old wives' tale superstition originates from the fear of coarse or quote-unquote harder-to-manage hair, many refer to as bad hair, along with a recorded history of babies who have gotten their haircut and became sick because they did not have hair on the head keeping them warm. So that's just, you know, a little background on how some of the stuff comes to be.
Yeah, I would tell my, like, your brothers, I would say, don't cut your hair down low this winter time. You need some hair in your head. You think you're looking cute and you'd be sick. I don't want to be bothered with that.
That's a good point. You could change your hair texture.
Yeah. With
a haircut. Fish dreams means that someone is having a baby.
I seen them. And I got 3 grandchildren.
I'm going to be asking me.
I said, somebody done did something.
I had a dream about some fish.
Pregnant. You hurry up. Not me.
I wonder why it's fish.
I don't know. I guess because it's in water and the baby's in water and the mom.
Yeah, when I hear that, I think about the rainbow fish. Y'all know which one I'm talking about. Yeah. That book.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's a good book, too.
And also, animals know when you're pregnant.
Mm-hmm.
The superstition is somewhat true. Some scientists believe that dogs' keen sense of smell allows it to notice a hormonal difference in a woman when she's pregnant. The pheromones, or what they smell when a person's pregnant. It's not completely explainable, but does happen.
Yeah, I know when I was pregnant with your older brother at Rottweil, she had to go. And I had her for a year.
What happened?
I think I was 3 months pregnant, and she had to growl. She would come and put her nose to my belly and growl.
She said, intruder alert.
Yeah, I had to alert her right out the door.
Another superstition about how babies are carried. It says girls are carried high and boys are carried low. So when somebody's pregnant, they're talking about, I could tell what the gender of the baby's going to be, or the sex of the baby.
Well, I... Yeah.
You say girls are carried high, boys are carried low.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
You didn't drop until it was about my 8th, going into my 9th month, last trimester. Yeah. You did good. Everybody did good. Everybody stayed in place. They knew their positions.
It's bad luck to cross a black cat's path.
I don't know. I never played with it. I love his ass.
I don't know. I always thought it was racist.
And you know what? It's a possibility.
I always thought it was racist.
Because, you know, like you said, 1900s.
Yeah, but I mean, I don't understand. But, like, everybody say black is bad. It's not.
Yeah.
I love black cats. They're so cute.
I'm a pass.
No, I do remember I didn't chance it. I did walk around. I don't know where we were at. We were walking some neighborhood and cat scurried across and was that a black cat or, it was a shadow that whooshed by and I'm pretty sure it was a cat and we just turned around. It was like, it's fine. We don't need to go this way. It's fine.
It's cool.
Don't let someone cross you over. They will stunt your growth.
Oh, yeah.
Don't let someone cross over you, like step over you if you laying down or...
I gotta stand when somebody still do that. Cross over your legs.
Uh-huh.
Like, cross back over. I'm just trying to get by. I'm like, say excuse me. Give me time to move out the way.
At first, I was like, did they mean getting crossed over in basketball? Because I said, that makes sense. Somebody cross you up, they'll beat you in the game. That makes sense. If they cross you up, you know what I'm saying? You can get crossed up, you drop, you fall.
Like, uh-oh.
They break your ankles. Then you're like, well, shoot, you're going to be teaming out there the whole game.
Yep.
And throw your game off. If you let that happen to you. But, you know, keep your head. Don't let nobody cross you, you know what I'm saying? On the court or off the court. Don't let nobody cross you in life.
Ah.
Mm-hmm. It's words and superstition.
It is.
But yeah, that's all we have for now that we want to go through that weren't, you know, super depressing. A lot of them were about death.
Yes, a lot. But if y'all have some that, what to call them, old wives' tales from y'all family.
Superstitions you want to share.
Or some new ones you just found out about.
Oh, or you created one.
That's a good thing to do. Have your own family supers and stitions.
Some stuff your family just doesn't do. Ask why. We have to keep these stories alive. Let us know in the comments. Mr. Telephone Man, there's something wrong with my line. When I dial my baby's number, I get a click every time. Mr. Telephone Man, there's something wrong with my line. When I dial my baby's number, I get a click every time. This has been another episode of Talking Brown Sugar. Thanks for listening. I'm Angela. Well, I'm not Angela.
I'm Angela the mom.
I'm Raja the daughter. And this has been Talking Brown Sugar.
We out.
Get your fresh wieners for sale.